Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Concordia in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, wow, just another day at the office. You got the seventh-ranked team in here tonight, and then we go on the road and play the fourth-ranked team on Saturday. It's going to be a tough week.
Yeah, definitely a challenging week. You know, it's good to have at least one of them at home. That's always a good thing. Both great teams, Morningside and Concordia, are both really good teams. And we'll definitely, you know, have some challenges ahead of us. And yet, I think these are the games our kids are really looking forward to play. And so it's an exciting week. And, you know, again, our kids are anticipating the challenge.
And you play these teams probably playing your best basketball of the season right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've definitely come a long way and made a lot of progress, again, on both ends of the court. You know, offensively, we're starting to kind of to figure out, you know, where to get shots and taking a little bit better care of the ball. And then, you know, defensively, we're able to make some adjustments and guard some teams a little bit differently, especially than we maybe did in the first round of the conference season.
We talked about this the other day. Like I said, playing pretty well right now. Won two in a row, four out of your last five, six out of your last eight. It really goes back to the Briarcliff loss up in Sioux City.
Yeah, you know, I think that was just a light bulb for a lot of our kids, you know, because Briarcliff's a really good team, especially at home. And I really felt like we hit some adversity early in that game. Briarcliff went on a huge run early, and our kids could have easily folded. And they did a great job of kind of just hanging in there and keeping their heads and just battling back. And I think even though we came up short in the overtime, I think it gave our kids a lot of confidence in understanding that, you know, when they're willing to lay it all out there, they
put together a real good couple of halves of basketball.
Yeah, I thought for the most part we played pretty well. You know, we shot the ball well at times and were able to really share it and get a lot of people shots and looks and some people stepped up and hit some outside shots which opened up, you know, some things for Laurel inside as they were, especially early in the game, really doubling her hard, not giving her any looks. And so those big shots from the outside definitely allowed us to then get some inside-out stuff going on.
They can do the double inside with Zwinder all they want because you got Cammie Bruckman standing out there knocking down to 78% of her shots and scoring like she did the other day.
Yeah, absolutely. Cammie's just been, you know, just really, really consistent over the last couple of months and definitely that player that we needed to really step up and want the ball. And she's doing a great job of you know, mixing things up and doing some things that are a little bit unpredictable. And the kids around her, too, you know, Brittany Wong's been attacking a little bit more. Chelsea Morton was looking for a shot a little bit more the other day, which, you know, makes the defense be a little bit more honest and you know, respect those threats a little bit more than double and triple teaming Laurel all the time.
As you prepare for these final two games of the regular season, what's the approach? Just let it all hang out and let the cards lay where they are?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of what we've been talking about is, you know, we've made a lot of progress. And you know, if you don't know it by now, there's probably not a whole lot of, you know, new things that we're going to be, you know, working on or throwing in. So it's a lot of just being mentally prepared and physically ready to go and just lay it all out there and see what happens, you know. For our kids tonight, I think it's important that, you know, they maximize the opportunity to give a lot of effort and to match the intensity that we know, you know, Concordia is going to bring.
Looks like you're solidly in the tournament for next week. Probably going to have to play three games on the road to make some noise. Is this team prepared to go out and have a stretch of three games on the road and come out victorious?
Well, I think that's definitely the test. You know, we've been pretty solid at home and sometimes okay on the road, and then we've, you know, struggled on the road. And so that's a sign of growth, you know, and maturity when a team can step out on the road and you know, get big wins against good teams. I definitely think that we've grown in that area and are much more prepared for that now than we were maybe earlier on in the season. I haven't thought a lot about that. Just trying to finish out this week, you know, and see where we land. Probably can't numerically get into the top four, but can still finish in that fifth through sixth, seventh, or even fall in the last spot if you drop a couple and other teams win. So it's kind of a log jam there, and we'll just have to see how this week plays out for everybody in the conference.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Concordia as our pregame show continues after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
College head coach Kerry Hofstetter at Hastings College and number 7 Concordia here tonight. Team you saw earlier this season, Coach, we were in the ball game for a long, long time, but they kind of put it away at the end. That's a good basketball team.
Yeah, and their pressure is wearing. It's something that they do the entire game, and over the course of the game, it begins to wear on you. And if you don't, maintain that focus and be diligent in taking care of the ball and making sure that you shorten passes and create good angles without the ball, they can really do a lot of damage. At the same time, if you kind of keep your head and your composure and you take care of the ball and you attack it, you can be fairly successful against it. And I thought the first time we played them, there were times, stretches during the game where we were really able to attack pretty well. And then there were other stretches where we, turned it over several times in a row. And that, again, gives them those easy transition opportunities. And then they're up, 6-8 points, in less than a minute. So definitely going to be something that we've been working on and talking about, and it's going to be a huge part of whether or not we can be successful in the game.
This team has got so many weapons offensively, too. It's like stopping a dam and trying to plug holes. One player is out 1 week. Next week, it's another player.
Yeah, they have a couple really good guards who can score it. And then they've got some post players who just are relentless in crashing the boards and getting their hands on balls and things like that. And so, a lot of that, again, goes back to, their success with their press and their defense and creating turnovers. That's part of the reason why you see so many kids on their team going off, because it's kind of depending on, who gets the turnovers and who's shooting the layups and things like that. So, again, that's a huge part of it is eliminating those opportunities for them and making them, execute an offense and get shots that way.
Guess who pops up in your dream again this week? That's Bailey Morris, who torched us the last time in our ball game in Seward.
Yeah, she's got a lot of abilities. She's a kind of a dual threat kid that we talk about that all the time. She can get to the rim and score in off the dribble, and then they set a lot of screens for her, and she can pull up off a screen, and she can shoot threes. So definitely got a lot of threat that way, and so we're going to have to definitely guard her a little bit better than we did the first time. Her and Conahan both, are kids that if you try to take away the three, they can drive it, and if you play off of them, they're going to shoot it in your face. So definitely going to have to guard those two a lot better than we did the first time.
What about Conahan? She's a threat all over the place.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of shots up. Both her and Bailey Morris are shooting a lot of their shots. And so, obviously, you got to slow those two down. And then at the same time, you've got to understand that they have a lot of other kids on their team that can score. And so, it's going to have to be a team effort. Definitely not one or two players on our team that are going to shut them all down. So, we're going to have to cover each other up and help each other out and really communicate on defense.
And in addition to that, we got Katie Rich inside, maybe one of the most aggressive players that we've seen for a while.
Yeah, she's really, really strong and physical and a tough matchup for everybody, just because, again, she can post up but she can also shoot threes and she's a really good driver. So, those kids are all, just they're hard to guard. And we're going to have to, like I said, just kind of bear down and have a team effort of getting them slowed down a little bit.
What we got to do differently tonight, if anything, to stay in this basketball game?
Well, I think you've got to understand who's good at what. And I think our team's a lot better at that, understanding, you know, what kids are really good shooters and what kids are really good drivers, and kind of understanding those players' tendencies and being able to key on those a little bit and take away some of the things that they really want to do. And you're not going to take everything away from them. So you've got to kind of take away some of the things that they really want to do and you know, put them in situations where they're going to have to take shots that maybe, you know, aren't the ones that they really want to take. And I think the first time we pressured them, you know, in the backcourt, and then also we got back cut a few times probably pressured some of those kids a little bit too much. So we'll pick and choose, you know, who we pressure and who we, you know, give a little bit of space to.
It's a team that likes to play in the 70s and 80s. We're more prepared at this point in the season to play a game maybe in the 70s and 80s than we were first time we played them, aren't we?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we've at least made that mark a few times here lately. So we're definitely, I think, more efficient offensively. But again, you know, it's going to go back to whether or not we take care of the ball in the backcourt and understanding that as we attack that we need to take good shots and we need to, you know, once you get past half court, it's not over. You know, you got to continue to execute and get good shots and take care of the ball even in the half court. And that's going to be a huge part of what we do tonight.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Kerry Hofstadter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Concordia tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHIS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College basketball in the air on 1230 KHAS. The Concordia Bulldogs in town to take on Hastings College here tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Good matchup here in the opener, as the Hastings College women's basketball team is set to take on the seventh-ranked team in the country here tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 15 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 10-8 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings playing much better here at the end of the season. The Broncos have won their last two ball games. They have won four out of their last five and six out of the last eight. They're coming off of that win on Saturday, 78-65 over Mount Marty. And Gabby Breckman put up a career-high 27 points in that basketball game. So, again, Hastings sitting right now at 15-13 in the season, 10-8 in the conference. We'll see a team in Concordia that comes in here, a mark of 22 wins and 5 losses. They are 14-4 in the conference, although in the last five games, Concordia is just 2-3. They've got wins over Dort and Nebraska Wesleyan, and they have dropped games to Concordia of Michigan, Northwestern of Iowa, and to Briar Cliff of Iowa. Concordia beat Hastings College earlier this season in a ball game played in Seward by the score of 76-57. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Concordia, Bailey Morris gets the start, a 5'4" sophomore. out of Sandy Creek. Tracy Pites is a 5'10" and sophomore out of Partington. Lori Laboda is a 5'11" and junior out of Parker, Colorado. Kristen Conahan is a 5'5" and junior out of Omaha. And Katie Rich is a 5'9" and senior out of Tilden, Nebraska. Hastings College will go with Cammie Breckman, a 5'9" and junior out of Silver Lake. Chelsea Morton, 5'7", a freshman out of Holdridge. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" and senior from Carmichael, California. Melissa Thompson, 5'11", a senior out of Papillion. And Laurel Zwiener getting a start, a 6'4" and junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 327 Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Concordia going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings College in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Concordia, a team that is number 2 in the conference in offensive production. They average 81.4 points per ball game. Hastings will have to try to slow down the Dogs here tonight. Broncos are averaging 64 points per ball game on offense. Hastings giving up 63 on defense. Concordia giving up 62.3. Ball is in the air at Hastings College, who controls the opening tip. Broncos into the offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Cammie Breckman has got the ball. Chelsea Morton, top of the key. Now to Breckman on the wing. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Double team. Zwiener is going to have the ball knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Katie Rich. First turnover on Hastings College in the ball game at the other end. Driving layup good. Kristen Conahan scores for Concordia. The Bulldogs draw first blood here in this one. 2-0 is the score. Now Concordia very good in backcourt pressure. They force opposing teams into 27 turnovers per ball game. Hastings definitely will have to handle the pressure to stay in this basketball game here tonight. Here's a Cammie Breckman with the ball. Bounce pass to get it into the offensive zone. That's to Morton. Now inside is Zwiener. Shot is up there. Is no good. A personal foul is called. Lori Laboda picking up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her first, the team's first. This will be a shooting situation. And Laurel Zwiener goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. The Broncos still the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, knocking down 65% of their foul shots, although they have been better here the past couple of weeks. Laurel Zwiener knocks down her first free throw. Zwiener's 74% from the free throw line. She's now 53 out of 71. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's up there and in. We're tied up. Tied up at 2, 45 seconds into the ball game. Now Hastings will attack here in backcourt with Chelsea Martin. Bringing the ball up is going to be Conahan. Conahan dribbles the ball out here in 3-point territory. Goes to Katie Rich. Katie Rich, bounce pass, goes inside to get the ball down there. Now they cover it back up out of the wing. There's a jumper up there. It's going to be no good by Laboda. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Wong with the ball down the far sideline. They get it to Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton down in the corner has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Bailey Morris. Second turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Bailey Morris has got the ball offensively now for the Dogs. Comes out to Kristen Conahan. Conahan is their leading scorer. She's the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 15 points per ball game. There's a feed down low, and a shot is up there. No good by Conahan, but a foul is called. Well, that was Katie Rich. Katie Rich getting for the hole there for the Concordia Bulldogs, and a personal foul is called on Thompson. That's the first foul of Melissa Thompson, and now Katie Rich. We're to the free throw line here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Rich is a 5'9" and senior out of Tilden, Nebraska. She's averaging 11 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. The first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rich is a 74% foul shooter in the season. Concordia is a team hitting 69% of their foul shots. That is number 4 in the conference. Tied up at 2. Next shot is up there. It is good by Katie Rich, so she hits 1 out of 2. And Concordia has now got a 3-2 lead here over Hastings. Broncos have the ball in backcourt. Zwiener gets it back here to Melissa Thompson to the near sideline to Breckman. Breckman brings it into the offensive zone now. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany takes it down in the corner. On the left side, comes back out into 3-point territory. Ball poked away by Conahan, but Wong picks it back up. Now to Thompson. Bombs it left side of the lane. It's going to be wide of the target. They try to get it to Zwiener. The ball is going to be intercepted. Conahan has got it. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped. It's on the floor. It is picked up here by Chelsea Morton. Morton has got it back for Hastings College. The Broncos down by a point. Here's Breckman, top of the key. 3-pointer, good. Cammie Breckman knocks down a 3-ball, and the Broncos have their first lead of the ball game. 5-3 with 17 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Kristen Conahan around the screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane now. Gets it off to Bailey Morris. Morris fakes the long-range jumper, but comes back on top. Now to Laboda, top of the key. Good defense here by the Broncos. Conahan has got a long three-pointer is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Labota. Labota goes back up against Zwiener. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Laurel Zwiener gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Brittany takes it up the right sideline, gets it ahead now to Chelsea Morton, now to Wong. Brings it back to Morton, deep wing on the right side, picked up there by Morris of Concordia. Morton puts it down in the corner, now inside to Breckman. Her hook shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Morris for the Concordia Bulldogs. Morris right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Bailey Morris comes across the top. That's Pites with the ball. Pites back to Morris here. Hastings College in the man-to-man. Here's Morris throwing up a 15-footer. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. To Bailey Morris, who led the Bulldogs the first time around against Hastings with 21 points. Had a sensational first half or second half of play against Hastings College. Ended up with 21 in the ball game as Concordia beat Hastings 76-57. 5-3 is the score. The Broncos have a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. There's a Chelsea Morton. Double team to the far sideline. Chelsea Morton is going to be fouled in a play. Chelsea Morton is fouled in a play here by Lori Labota of Concordia. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. So Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline. Coming into the ball game is going to be Kelsey Heiser. Also coming in is going to be Brittany Bertel. So Heiser and Bertel into the ball game now for the Concordia Bulldogs. It'll be Hastings playing things in out for the far sideline. Cammie Breckman will get it in to Melissa Thompson. Thompson holding the ball, hands it back now to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong will work out here against Bailey Morris of Concordia. Here's Kelsey Morton, or rather Morton here. Three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be out for the mark. No good. Rebound battle for. It's going to be picked up in the wing by Thompson. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Nope, jump ball is called. Thompson got the offensive board, goes up with a shot, and Kristen Conahan ties her up on a jump ball there. So Concordia will get the basketball back. Into the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Frankie Peterson. Peterson comes in. Thompson checks out. 5-3 is the score. Hastings College has got a two-point lead. 16 and a half minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Conahan with the ball, moves it over here to Katie Rich. Free throw line extended right side. Katie Rich out on top now. That's going to be Bertel with the ball. Dribbles once, sends it over on the wing on the left side to Conahan. Takes off, drives it for the bucket and scores. Nobody around for the Bronco defense there on the switch. Conahan's now got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 5 points apiece. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. That's Frankie Peterson, her pass. They get it to Cammie Breckman. Back out to Frankie. Here left side of the lane. Now to Wong, top of the key. Brittany Wong throws it over to Morton. Lobs the ball inside. Zwiener puts it up there. The shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound comes down to Rich. Katie Rich with the ball down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. In the lane. Here a little short jumper is off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Picked up there. A shot is up there. No good by Pites. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Cammie Breckman with a rebound for the Broncos. Gets it away to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Now to Chelsea Morton. Tied up at 5 points apiece early in the ball game here. Hastings College and seventh-ranked Concordia. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's Morton with the ball on the wing. Inside is Zwiener. Kicks it back out to Morton. Now to Breckman, top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She draws a personal foul. Foul here is going to be called on Kristen Conahan. That's going to be her first team foul, number three. And the Bulldogs, this will be a shooting situation as Cammie Breckman goes to the free throw line down for Hastings. Breckman had 15 points in the first meeting between these two teams. Breckman to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. She had 27 points in the ball game on Saturday against Mount Marty, a career high. Hastings now with the lead. 6-5 is the score. Early in the contest with 15:20 to play. Down to the scorer's table will be Williamson. Sarah Williamson will check in now for Laurel Zwiener. So Williamson into the ball game, a 6-foot sophomore out of Broomfield, Colorado, averaging 3.4 points and 3 rebounds per game. There's the next shot by Breckman. It is up there. It is good. So a couple of free throws by Cammie Breckman, and the Broncos have the lead again. 7-5 over Concordia. There's a Tracy Pines with the ball in the lane. Wheels, her shot is up there at him. Tracy Pines takes that left in the hole and scores. That's her first field goal in the ball game. Concordia comes back to tie things up at 7 points apiece. Frankie Peterson with the ball on the near sideline. Gets it back here to Brittany Wong, still in the backcourt. Brittany Wong dribbling the ball, approaches the midcourt stripe. Brings it into the offensive zone, now with 15 on the shot clock. Wong dribbles between a couple of defenders. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Williamson on her knees. She gets the ball here to Wong, and she's going to be tied up, and a jump ball is going to be called. Getting her hands in there is Jerrica Pearson. Ties up Brittany Wong. The jump ball arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos are playing things in. Concordia very aggressive on defense. Again, they force 27 turnovers on their opposition per ball game. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Breckman.
Ruckman throws up an off-balance shot from 15. It's going to be no good, but Chelsea Morton grabs the rebound. Morton bounce pass here to Frankie Peterson. She drives it down the low block left side. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser has got it now for Concordia to the near sideline to Conahan. Conahan rainbow pass to the far side to Pites. Out in three-point territory to Heiser. Right wing down to Conahan, trying to drive it inside. Can't do it against Williamson. Down the switch, it'll be a Morton picking her up. There's a pass out on top to Pites. Brings it back to the wing to Conahan. Conahan holds it, throws up a three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. It's going to be saved from going out of bounds, though, right into the hands there of Breckman of Hastings. We're tied up at 7 points apiece. Here comes Brittany Wong down the near sideline. Brittany Wong pulls up at the three-point arc. Now to Peterson down on the baseline left side. Peterson gets it back to Wong. Comes across the top to Breckman. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped down. And it is picked up here by Concordia. Pearson has got the ball for the Concordia Bulldogs, who gets it away now to Kristen Conahan. Kristen Conahan brings it up on the dribble. Gets it out to Tracy Pites, who swings it left side down to Heiser. Lobs it down low to Pearson. Her shot is up there. It's good. And a foul is called. Jerrica Pearson gets the field goal there. And it's going to count. The field goal goes on the board. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Peterson. So Pearson gets her first field goal of the ball game. Frankie Peterson picks up her first foul. Concordia has the lead again. 9-7 is the score in favor of the Bulldogs. And Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line. She's a 60% foul shooter on the season for the Bulldogs. As she will look up there for the first time tonight. Shot is up. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. An offensive rebound out to Morris. Her shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. So Breckman has got it back for Hastings College. The Broncos down by two. Here's Morton with the ball on the wing. Chelsea Morton just inside the three-point line. Comes over here to Wong. She'll throw up a three ball, and she banks it one home. Brittany Wong banks it in from the left wing off of the glass. 10-9 is the score. Hastings with a lead with 13-14 to play. Now the Bulldogs throw the basketball away. That was Morris trying to take her down low to Pearson. Threw it over her head out of bounds. Out of the ball game now is going to be Bertel. Coming in is going to be Ashley Kuntz. Ashley Kuntz into the ball game now. 5'10" and sophomore out of Blair. 10-9 is the score. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball. There's Frankie Peterson here in backcourt. Peterson dribbles with it. Gets it over to Chelsea Morton, still in backcourt. Now to Sierra Williamson, near sideline to Peterson. Frankie Peterson puts it on the floor, dribbles between a couple of defenders. Jump pass goes over to Wong. Brittany Wong holds it in three-point territory. Top of the key, now to Breckman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out, foul called. Sierra Williamson is going to be hit with a personal foul here for the Broncos. Williamson picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Hastings College basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We're in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. 10-9 is the score. It is Hastings College with a lead over the seventh-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, here tonight. Kuntz has got the ball. Bounce pass right side of the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Frankie Peterson. Second turnover, and the Bulldogs in the ball game. Here comes Brittany Wong with the ball. Bounce pass down to Breckman. Breckman puts it on the floor. Dribbles left side of the lane. Breckman comes out to Morton. Brings it back to Cammie. Fakes the three over there. Katie Rich right in her face defensively. Breckman takes the ball out of the hole underneath the basket. And a traveling violation is called. Breckman just got to the paint down there on the baseline underneath the basket. And she's called for the traveling violation. That's four turnovers on Hastings College now in the ballgame. And in the contest now for Hastings will be Taz Yorick. Going out will be Breckman. So Taz Yorick, who did not play on Saturday against Mount Marty, enters the ball game now early. Taz is a 5'5" junior out of Sydney, Nebraska. Hastings with an early lead, 10-9 is the score. Over the Concordia Bulldogs, there's Bailey Morris driving down the lane. Nice pass, and the shot is up and in. Ashley Kuntz gets the field goal. Bailey Morris gets the assist. Bailey averaging 2.8 assists per ball game. She gets one right there. Concordia's got the lead, 11-10. There's a pass down the far sideline. Picked up by Taz Yorick in the corner, and she's fouling the play. The Concordia's got a one-point lead. The pass came down the right sideline. Taz was trapped in the corner. She tries to knock it off with a leg of the Concordia Bulldog, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Kelsey Heiser. That's going to be her first. Non-shooting situations. Hastings College will play things in. Brittany Wong gets it into Morton. Morton right at the top of the three-point arc goes into Williamson. Outside down to Peterson. Peterson takes it to the wing on the right side. To Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Wong knocks down a couple of three-pointers here in this first half so far. 13-11 is the score. Hastings leading by two. There's a long pass inside to Kuntz, and the ball's ripped out of there. It's going to be intercepted. Taz Yorick takes the ball away from Ashley Kuntz on the turnover. Here comes Taz up the floor, out to Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Williamson had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Peterson. Banky Peterson keeps it alive for the Broncos. At the Taz. Her three-pointer from the top of the key. It's off of the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Bailey Morris. Morris streaking up the right side of the floor. Brings it back to the center. Now spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. We're going to have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. So Wong picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line is going to be Bailey Morris. Morris averaging 14.2 points per ball game this season at his sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Morris to the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bailey's a 70% foul shooter on the season. She's now 69 out of 99 from the free throw line. So Bailey Morris will have one more shot here. Zwiener comes back into the ball game. Williamson checks out. Hastings College with the early lead over Concordia tonight. 13-11 is the score. With 11 minutes and 11 seconds to play here. Going to have a good crowd on hand before this one's all done tonight. There's the second one. It is up there. It is good. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Bulldogs call a timeout. 11-11 left here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Concordia 12.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Major college men's basketball going on today. Tonight, 12 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first half. Nebraska leads number one ranked Indiana 10-7 early in the ballgame. Obviously, the Huskers slowing things down tonight in Bloomington. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Bailey Morris. 11 minutes and 6 seconds to play here. We're in the first half. Hastings College leading seventh ranked Concordia tonight by 1 point, 13-12. Broncos will inbound the ball. Samuelson is into the ballgame now. Holly Samuelson will get it in here to Chelsea Borton for Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong. She's double-teamed in backcourt. Goes here to Taz York. Now she steps it into the offensive zone. Taz York comes over here to Brittany Wong, and she drinks a little traffic out here. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Chelsea Borton down to Taz York in the corner. Taz throws up a three. Her shot is up there. It rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Conahan for Concordia. Conahan here in backcourt gets it away to Katie Rich, who gets it into the forecourt now to Pites, and she drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is recovered here by Lobota to the free throw line. The ball, her shot is up there. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Wong. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings College on the near sideline. Now to Samuelson. Samuelson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Morton, out of Brittany Wong, lobs it inside. The ball tipped away from Zwiener. Foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Lori Lobota of Concordia. A check that's going to go on Bailey Morris. They were both there. Morris picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Bulldogs. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Morton gets it. Out to Taz, top of the key. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Spins toward the baseline. Her shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Zwiener. She's now got 4 points in the contest. 15-12 is the score. Hastings College with a lead. We're halfway through this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. There's Conahan. She drives. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Earl Zwiener with the ball here in backcourt. Trying to get rid of it. Now she does. Looking for Brittany Wong as she gets it into the hands of the California native. As Brittany Wong will come off the floor here for Hastings College. Goes over to Chelsea Morton on the deep wing on the right side. Now to Taz. Entry passing it inside to Zwiener. Goes for the bucket. Her shot is up there and in. Earl Zwiener with a couple of field goals. She's now got 6 points and the Broncos have a 5-point lead. 17-12 is the score with 9:30 to play here in the first half. Bailey Morris out to Kristen Conahan, now to Pites on the wing on the left side. He's still in a man-to-man defense. Tracy Pites comes over here on the wing on the right side to Lobota. Lobota bounce pass and get kicked out of bounds. Winner got her foot on it there, her left foot for Hastings. And now we're going to have Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bertel comes back in for Concordia. Here comes Cammie Bruckman in for Hastings. Also checking in, Kelsey Heiser for the Bulldogs. Concordia ranked number 7 in the country, 22-5 on the season. Currently sitting in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Behind a team we will see on Saturday, that's Morningside. Hastings will play Morningside on Saturday in Sioux City. 17-12 is the score. The Broncos have a five-point lead. Katie Rich now to Conahan behind the screen. Conahan, three ball is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rich has the rebound. Katie Rich, jump pass back out on top. Here's a three-pointer by Heiser. That one is no good. Rebound is loose and is recovered by Hastings. Now Brittany Wong loses the ball to Pites, and Pites lays it in. Tracy Pites steals that ball away from Brittany Wong. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings, and now the ball is deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play now. In the first half, Hastings College is out on top by a score of 17-14. Gary Hofstetter taking opportunity here to discuss things with one of the officials down there in the corner as the Broncos get ready to play things in. That's Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson will play things in. That's a Cammy Brecklin. Brecklin will bring it up. Now she's going to be double-teamed. Comes over here to Samuelson. Holly's still in backcourt. Samuelson brings it to the near side. That's a Taz York. Taz finally gets it in the offensive zone. Splits a couple of defenders. She's knocked down. No foul called. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Concordia. Last touch by Tracy Bites of the Bulldogs. So Hastings will play things in. Only 15 seconds left in the shot clock here. 8:38 to play in the first half. Hastings with a lead, 17-14. Here's Taz. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Loyal Zwiener backs up, puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebound Breckman, and a foul is going to be called. Breckman going for the rebound there, and she's fouled in the play. As a personal foul is going to be whistled on Tracy Pites. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six on the Bulldogs. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Holly Samuelson looking to trigger things in. Samuelson looking. There's a feed in to a Taz York. Taz brings it out here on the wing on the left side of the lane. Taz York now to Brittany Wong behind the screen from Bruckman. Brittany Wong goes to the far sideline. That's Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson dribbles once. Now to Zwiener with her back to the basket. Zwiener tries to back up. Spins. Can't do it against Brittany Bertel, who's just about her size. There's Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good in the lane. The ball is out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia ball. Usually Zwiener has got the size advantage inside, but big old Brittany Bertel is in there right now for Concordia. She's 6 foot and a junior out of Madison. Zwiener is listed at 6'4" and a junior out of Pleasanton. But Bertel giving Zwiener some problems in the paint there. There's a backdoor cut, and the shot is up and in. Katie Rich wide open. Katie Rich gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got three. Concordia is back within 1 point, 17-16. Here's a steal now in backcourt. Conahan has got the ball. That's another turnover on Hastings. That's her sixth in the ball game. Bertel gets it to Conahan. Concordia can pull ahead with their field goal. There's a feed to the left side. That's going to be Bertel with the ball. Out on top to Conahan. Picked up there by Brittany Wong. Around the screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It is picked up by Hastings. Samuelson has got it now to Brittany Wong down the near sideline. Brittany Wong comes over here to the near side. There's Breckman. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Heiser. Kelsey Heiser will run her back the other way on the dribble. Right-handed, comes to the near sideline out of Pites, who feeds it inside to Rich. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson has got it now for Hastings College. To the near sideline to Brittany Wong. That was 7 minutes to play here in the first half. The Broncos have a one-point lead, 17-16. Samuelson, free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes into Sweener. She is double-teamed. Her pass deflected. Katie Rich has it. Now the scrambles on three players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Broncos with another turnover here in the first half. Morris coming back into the ball game. Here comes Don Martin into the contest for the first time for Concordia. Also, Jerrica Pearson comes in. 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College leading by the score of 17-16. Yori comes out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Chelsea Morton. So Concordia will bring the ball to the floor now. Trailing by 1 point, Conahan has got the ball. Kristen Conahan works against Morton. Dribbles behind her back, moves it to the top of the key. Now to Don Martin out here in three-point territory to Bailey Morris. Morris sends it over on the far side. It's going to be grabbed there by Don Martin. Now to Heiser. Over here on the right side, that's Bailey Morris with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bailey Morris scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. That's now an 18-17 ball game. Concordia has come back. They were down by 5 points just a couple of minutes ago, and there's a traveling violation on Hastings. Turnover number 8 on the Broncos, and now Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout here. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 18, Hastings College 17.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Men's college basketball tonight. Nebraska continues to lead number one ranked Indiana. Huskers 13, Hoosiers 11. 9:53 to play in the first half. Here in this ball game, Concordia has come from 5 points down and now lead Hastings 18-17. Broncos are hitting 5 out of 18 from the field so far. 27.7%. Hastings has knocked down 3 out of 9 on three pointers for 33%. Concordia is 0 out of 5 on three pointers. In the first couple of minutes of the ball game, they're shooting about 35% from the field, just under 35% at 8 out of 23. Hastings doing a good job with the boards. They've got 14. Concordia's got 12 turnovers right now. Hastings has got 10 turnovers officially in this first half of play. Concordia's got only 4. Hastings College now trailing by a score of 18-17. Broncos had a 5-point lead back there at 17-12 at the 9.5-minute marker about 3 minutes ago. There's a long-range jumper by Conahan. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Jerrica Pearson gets the offensive board right in front of the basket there. The basket's going to count, and she's fouling the play here by Peterson of Hastings. The second foul on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos. And now Concordia's got a 3-point lead, 20-17 over the Broncos. If Pearson goes to the free throw line, her shot is up there and in. So a 3-point play there by Jerrica Pearson. And now the Bulldogs have a 4-point lead over Hastings. They're on a 9-0 run right now. Broncos haven't scored for about 3.5 minutes. There's Sierra Williams and now the near sideline, and the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds here. Right in front of the scorers table by Conahan. So Hastings will play things in. No, we got a personal foul called. Personal foul is going to be called over here on Jerrica Pearson. That's going to be her first. So instead, Hastings College will go to the free throw line here with Brittany Wong. And in the ball game is going to be Katie Rich. Going out is going to be Conahan. So Brittany Wong to the free throw line. Hastings has not scored for about 3.5 minutes here in the ball game. Concordia has rattled off 9 straight points. Wong has got a couple of 3-pointers for 6 points so far in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Kelsey Heiser has got the ball now for the Bulldogs. Down the near sideline is Bailey Morris. The ball nearly tapped away by Morton. Bailey Morris has got it back here on the wing. Forces are out here in the 3-point territory. There's Katie Rich now on the left side to a Don Martin. Martin goes top of the key to Pearson. Over here to Rich. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's good. Katie Rich nails a 3-ball from the right wing. She's got 5, 6 points in the ball game. 24-17. Concordia now with a 7-point lead over Hastings. Broncos need a bucket right here. Chelsea Morton has got it now to Williamson. Williamson out of Brittany Wong. Gets it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong out here in 3-point territory. Lobs it on the high post there to Williamson. Down to Brittany, left side of the lane. Her 3-pointer is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong nails her 3rd 3-pointer in the ball game. It's now 24-20. The Broncos are back to within 4 points here in the ball game. There's the long range 3 from the other end. It's going to be no good by Morris. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton dribbles with the ball in backcourt. Gets it to Brittany Wong. Steps it across the midcourt stripe here. The Broncos down by 4 points just by the 5-minute mark. They're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Brittany Wong driving the ball toward the goal. And a big collision over there on the right side. We got a foul called. She runs into a Jerrica Pearson. I think Pearson is going to be hammered for the personal foul. Yes. Second foul on Jerrica Pearson. So Hastings went 4 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring. While Concordia went on a 12-0 run over Hastings. Until Wong hit that 3-pointer in their last possession. Now Brittany goes to the free throw line and knocks down a charity toss here. And despite all of that, Hastings still in the ball game here. It's 24-21 with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half. As Brittany Wong will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there and in. Wong has now got 11 points in the basketball game. All out here in the first half, not many people have scored. In fact, only 3 players have scored for the Broncos so far here in this ball game. Hastings back to within 2 points, 24-22 is the score. Concordia with the ball. Here's Pites. Heinz comes over here on the wing to Heiser. Bombs it inside. That's Rich. Rich spinning, putting up a shot over Melissa Thompson. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Rebound the Broncos. Yes, me, Chelsea Morton with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it up the floor. Moves it to the right side now. Now stops. Comes out here to Wong. To Cammy Breckman to Melissa Thompson. On the near sideline. Back out. Top of the key. It's Morton with the ball. They give her the three, but she won't take it. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes back over in the right wing to Cammy Breckman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Breckman now to Brittany Wong on the deep wing right side. Brittany Wong trying to dribble with it now. 3 seconds, 2 seconds to the free throw line. Williams, and her shot is up there. No good. As the shot clock expires and a rebound comes down to Bailey Morris. Morris runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing the ball is Pearson. It's over her head. She saves it from going out of bounds. So to Katie Rich now inside to Pites. Her three-pointer is no good. Ball again saved from going out of bounds. But something on the end line that time was Heiser of Concordia. Hastings comes back with the ball. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half. Into the ball game now for Hastings. There's going to be, well, looks like Zwiener is going to check back in. Williamson coming to the bench. 24 to 22. Hastings is led by as many as 5 points here in the ball game. That was back there at 17 to 12 before they went on a little scoring drought. Concordia is led by as many as 7 at 24 to 17. Now 24-22 as the Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. There's a pass on the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Pites. The 11th turnover on Hastings. Down to Katie Rich as he drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Katie Rich gets the field goal, and she is fouling the play here by the Broncos. I think that's Chelsea Morton back there. The bucket is going to count for Rich. And a personal foul goes on Morton. It's going to be a first. So Chelsea Morton picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Rich to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Their shot is up there, and Katie's free throw is good. So again, Concordia's got a 27-22 lead over Hastings College here in the first half. Here's Brittany Wong, now to Cammy Breckman. Breckman dribbling with the ball here in backcourt. Lob pass to the near sideline to Thompson, who's back into the ball game. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Brittany Wong down in the corner. Morton drives the baseline. Now retreats back out here into 3-point territory. Bounce pass to get it to Zwiener. Back to Morton. 15-footer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rich. Katie Rich with a rebound for Concordia. Gets into the offensive zone with a pass to Tracy Pites. Pites, two-handed pass to the far side. Grabbing the ball there is Conahan. Conahan out to Heiser. Back out to the top of the circle. That's Bertel with the ball. Now to Conahan. Her shot for three is good. Christian Conahan, a 35% three-point shooter, nails one right there. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Concordia is out to their biggest lead in the ball game now at 30-22. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings again being pressured here in backcourt. Chelsea Morton splits a couple of defenders, drives it down the right side of the lane. Morton can't go up with a shot. Not though. Got to Breckman, top of the circle, drives it down to Painter. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Katie Rich. Concordia's got an 8-point lead. As we approach the 2-minute mark, here's Pites with the ball right side. It'll be tipped away. It's picked up here. Heiser has got it now. The Katie Rich. He drives the ball toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And she can be fouled again. And Katie Rich will go back to the free throw line. Fouled there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul on Wong. So Rich will go to the free throw line here for Concordia. Rich has got 9 points in the ball game. He's nailed a three ball, got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she's 2-3 from the free throw line. They get 3-4 from the free throw line as the first one goes down. And in the ball game now is Bailey Morris. Morris comes in. Pites checks out. Concordia has got a 9-point lead over Hastings. It's now 31-22 in favor of the Bulldogs. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Melissa Thompson with the rebound. So the Broncos are trailing 31-22. They're in the first half. Pressure again by the Dogs in backcourt. Brittany Wong gets it to Chelsea Morton. Morton brings it into the offensive zone. Now she's double-teamed to pass over here to Wong. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong in the lane. Goes to the basket. Scoop side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Bertel. Bertel gets it away to a Bailey Morris. Morris right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Hastings needs a stop here. Bailey Morris dribbling with the ball. Now we got a timeout from Concordia. Bulldogs want to call a timeout. 1:33 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 31, Hastings College 22.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Going on in the conference tonight in women's basketball, Briar Cliff is playing in Fremont against Midland. Northwestern is at Dakota Wesleyan. Doan is at Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, and Morningside is at Mount Marty. 31-22 is the score. Concordia's got a 9-point lead, and the Bulldogs have the ball. Here's Bailey Morris, her short jumper from the baseline. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bertel gets it back out to Morris. Now top of the key. Heiser for three, shot good. Kelsey Heiser gets lost there, and she cans one from the top of the key. It's now 34-22. The Broncos are down by 12 points here in the first half. There's a Cammy Brecklin on the ball, not a Brittany Wong. Wong double-teaming on the far side, goes to Chelsea Morton. Morton's pass in the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there is Kelsey Heiser. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Here comes Taz York back into the ball game for the Broncos. Checking out is going to be Chelsea Morton coming to the bench. Hastings will play it in. Brittany Wong comes out here to Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Back down to Wong. Inside down to Zwiener. Dumps it away on the weak side. A shot is up there. It's going to be good by Melissa Thompson. Nice pass by Zwiener. She gets the assist. Thompson gets her first field goal in the ball game. Broncos are down by 10 now, 34-24. Here's Morris with the ball. Morris to Pearson. Back out to Bailey out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Taz York. Comes across the top. Goes over in the wing on the left side. That's a Heiser with the ball. Heiser now to Bertel. The Bailey Morris. Now over here on the wing, there's a pass that can be deflected. It's into the backcourt. It's saved there by Concordia. Morris has got the ball back here for the Dogs. 4 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into Bertel, and a traveling violation. Bertel runs to Brittany Wong in a traveling violation. That is the fifth turnover. Fifth turnover on the Concordia Bulldogs so far in the ball game. Hastings will play things in. 28 seconds left here in the first half. Here's Brittany. Brittany Wong in backcourt, dribbling with it, sends it over to Melissa Thompson. Melissa Thompson looking, gets it to Taz York. Taz still in backcourt, now gets it across the midcourt stripe. Splits a couple of defenders, the ball poked loose. Taz picks her back up, wide open on the baseline, won't take the shot. Taz York comes out of the wing to Thompson, goes to Breckman in the lane. Off balance shot is going to be blocked down by Bertel, picked up by Breckman. Breckman with 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Thompson for three. Her shot is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos had the lead early here in this one, but that defensive pressure by Concordia got the Bulldogs back into the ballgame. Hastings goes scoreless with 4 minutes and 20 seconds in that first half, and Concordia is out to a 10-point lead here at halftime. The score at the break is Concordia 34, Hastings College 24. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So each team has had a lead here in this first half. Hastings College, they led by as many as 12 points, 17-12, with 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. But then Hastings goes 4 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring. In the meantime, it was Concordia scoring 12 unanswered points to grab a 24-17 advantage at the 5:10 mark of the first half. And Concordia tacked on a couple of more. And the Bulldogs now lead here at halftime 34-24. Concordia is led by as many as 12 points in the ballgame at 34-22, with the Broncos getting the on a couple of points here in the first half, and they're trailing down by 10 points at halftime, 34-24. Brittany Wong is leading the way so far for Hastings College. She has knocked down three three-pointers in the ballgame. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, so she's got 11 points. Only three other girls have scored tonight for Hastings in the first half. Laurel Zwiener, she's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6. Cammie Bruckman has been held to 5 points so far. She's got a 3, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Melissa Thompson has got a field goal for 2. Hastings College in the first half of play from the free throw line, connecting on 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Concordia, they're being led by Katie Rich. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Rich has got a three-pointer, a couple of two-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Rich has got 10. Christian Conahan has got 7 points. She's got a couple of field goals and a three-pointer for her 7. Jerica Pearson has come off of the bench. They hit a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 5. Tracy Pines has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Bailey Morris has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Kelsey Heiser has knocked down a three-pointer for 3 points. And also scoring in the first half was Ashley Kuntz. She has got a field goal for 2. Concordia is 5 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Turnovers. Concordia has got 5 turnovers so far. Hastings College has got 11 against this Concordia defense. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings is hitting 7 out of 25 from the field for 28%. Concordia is connecting on 13 out of 33 for 39%. The Broncos 4 out of 11 on three-pointers for 36%. Concordia is 3 out of 11 for 27%. Hastings 6 out of 7 on free throws for 85%. Concordia 5 out of 9 for 55%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 17 rebounds. Concordia has got 19. Concordia's out-rebounding Hastings on the offensive end, 7-3. Again, Concordia has got 5 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings College has got 11. Concordia has got 1 block shot and 6 steals. Hastings College with no block shots and 3 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far in this ball game is Chelsea Morton. She has got 4 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for the Concordia Bulldogs at halftime is going to be Katie Rich. She has got 4. Again, Hastings College is trailing here at halftime. The seventh-ranked team in the country, Concordia, by 10 points. The score is 34-24. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. That's Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Evronik. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales. Specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Haley Beardsley, a senior from Sterling, Colorado. Haley is a psychology and health systems major with a 3.48 GPA and is a member of the Hastings College volleyball team. Haley led the Broncos to a 30-7 record this year, 16-0 in the conference, lost to Concordia, California in the national tournament. She had 79 kills and averaged 10.2 sets per game and 271 digs on the year. As a member of the Bronco volleyball team, she started varsity for 4 years and was 2 years all-conference second team. In the classroom, she's a member of the Public Relations Ambassadors as an exit co-chair of communications for executive council. In her free time, Haley enjoys, well, playing volleyball, Pinterest, and photography. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Haley Beardsley. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Buy Right Truck Sales. Buy Right Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
It is halftime here, the Hastings College Bronco basketball game, and it is time for the Hastings College Spotlight. Good evening, Tyson Havronik with you. This evening we'll be talking with Catherine Hamilton, who is a Hastings College graduate, and recently, last week, was given the New Emerging Talent Award, an award that is presented by the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Network Hastings. With that, Catherine, thank you for joining us on the show. Let's get to know you a little bit, though. I understand you're a Hastings College graduate. You work for Hastings Public Schools, and winning this New Emerging Talent Award, or being, named an Emerging Talent Award winner, obviously you're making a pretty big impact here on the Hastings community so far.
Yes, I haven't been here that long, but in my public relations capacity, my goal is to share our story with the community. So I want to talk about the great things that are happening each and every day in classrooms across our district and let people know what good things are happening. And I really enjoy doing that. And that has been, very pivotal, I think, in helping get our message out and make people more aware about the good things that are happening within the district.
Okay, so you were given the New Emerging Talent Award last week. Just what's that mean to you and the work you've done over at Hastings Public Schools?
I feel very honored to have been even nominated for the award, let alone win it. And there's so many great people that do a lot of great things in the community, volunteer-wise, to make Hastings what it is. So I feel honored again to get the award, and I'm proud to be a member of the Hastings Public Schools staff.
The award on the description says it's not only given to those who are excelling as far as in what they're doing in their role in the community, but it's also involved in what they do for the community once they get outside, their community involvement. You yourself, you've got a plethora of things that you're involved with in this community. Talk just maybe a little bit from your standpoint on why you think it's so important to be involved in our community.
Well, I think that we all have our own unique talents and abilities, and so it's our duty to share those with others. Because when we all share our talents, it makes everything and everybody's experiences a lot richer. So I just feel like it's my duty to kind of give back to the community, and so that's why I volunteer.
Okay, well, once again, Catherine Hamilton, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, one of the winners of the New Emerging Talent Awards presented by the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce Network Hastings. Catherine, we thank you so much for the time and appreciate the good work that you are doing in our community. Once again, it's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. It's about time to get back for the second half of the Hastings College basketball game. For 1230 KHS, I'm Tyson Ivronik. More Bronco basketball coming up after the break.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. At halftime of the women's ball game, 7th-ranked Concordia out on top of Hastings by 10, 34-24. Checking some other scores around the G-Pack tonight. At halftime, Midland is out on top of Briar Cliff on a score of 33-30. Also in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan is out on top of Northwestern on a score of 40-39. In Lincoln tonight, it is Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan 32-29. The Tigers are still winless in the conference here this season. Those are some ball games that's going on throughout the conference tonight. Some other games. We've got Morningside playing at Mount Marty, the only other game in women's college basketball here tonight. So there's two games left in the regular season. Morningside right now has got the driver's seat for the conference championship and the automatic berth to the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. Mustangs are sitting at 15-3. As action gets underway tonight, Concordia is next in line at 14-4. They've got Briar Cliff in there at 13-5 and Northwestern at 13-5. For the next four teams, you've got Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings and Mount Marty all tied for fifth place right now at 10-8. And Dort is sitting in eighth place at 9-10. The top eight teams out of the regular season standings will move on into the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway on Wednesday. And the official pairings will be announced sometime Saturday night following the final action of the regular season on Saturday. So Hastings College will play in the postseason tournament beginning next Wednesday. They just don't know who and where. That'll be determined here by how teams fare out for the next two ball games. Hastings had the lead here and were playing pretty well, and then they went into a 4-minute and 20-second drought in the first half when Concordia rattled off 12 straight points. So the Broncos find themselves down by 10 points at halftime. It is 34-24. As Hastings will play things in, the Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. There's a Brittany Wong. She hits the ball to the forecourt, down to Melissa Thompson, down to Breckman. We'll see if Hastings made some adjustments here to handle this pressure from Concordia here tonight. Brittany Wong works out top against Bailey Morris. There's Melissa Thompson on the wing. Melissa Thompson, bounce pass. They get it inside to Breckman. She kicks her back out to Wong for three. Shots way off the mark. No good. Chelsea Morton tries to save it. She can't get to it. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings throws up the air ball in her opening possession here of the second half. So a 10-point lead for the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia beat Hastings earlier this year, 76-57. And a ball game played in Seward. There's Bailey Morris with the ball now for the Broncos. Morris on the wing. Brings it out here to Lori Labota. Down to Conahan. She drives, she shoots and scores. Kristen Conahan scoring there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. This matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Dogs at 12 points at 36-24. Ball is deflected, but it's picked up here by Breckman as she throws the ball on the scores table. Concordia had a steal. Then Breckman got her back, and she throws it to the near sideline over the head of Wong out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 12 on Hastings, and now the Bulldogs have a 12-point lead over the Broncos, 36-24. They've got the ball. Conahan has got it in 3 points. Territory backdoor cut to get the ball to Richie. Or Katie Richards is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Thompson gets it in the hands now of Brittany Wong. Wong picked up out there by Conahan in 3 points territory. Wong picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Wong gets it away on the left wing. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Hastings not moving very well offensively here to start this second half of play. Breckman has got a dribble penetration down the lane. Kicks it out here to Thompson. Back inside, Zwiener grabs it, shoots, and misses. No, goes back down to the hole. Looked like it's going to bounce out of there, but Orland Zwiener gets the roll. 36-26. It's a 10-point lead again for the Bulldogs as Concordia comes back with the basketball. They lob it on a high post. That's Katie Ritz with the ball. Jump pass down in the corner. Bailey Morris for three. Shot good. Bailey Morris knocks down a three-pointer. She got 6 points in the contest. She had 21 the last time these two teams played. 39-26 now. It's a 13-point lead for the Bulldogs. There's a pass to Chelsea Morton. Morton comes into the offensive zone. Comes over here now to Brittany Wong, who lobs it inside. Zwiener grabs it, puts it up, and a shot good. Zwiener is scoring there. She's now got 10 points in the ball game on 4 field goals and a couple of free throws. Hastings back to within 11. 39-28 is the score. There's the Labota with the ball. Comes out to a Tracy Pites. Pites dribbles once, sends it to Katie Rich. Rich dribbling out here, drives it down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Conahan for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Melissa Thompson goes to the far sideline. Wong has got it. 17 and a half to play in the ball game. Concordia 39, Hastings 28. Chelsea Morton with the ball on the right sideline. Comes out to Breckman, brings it back down to Morton on the wing, takes the ball down on the baseline, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Morton, follow shot is up there and in. First field goal of the ball game for Chelsea Morton, so back-to-back field goals as the Broncos now within 9 points again. 39-30 is the score with 17 minutes to play in this contest. There's Bailey Morris with the ball at the top of the key. Bailey Morris to Conahan, now to Pites. Free throw line extended right side. Hastings man-to-man. Here's Katie Rich down lower. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Katie Rich scoring there. She has now got 12 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout from Concordia. Bulldogs want to talk things over. 16 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, it's now Concordia 41, Hastings College 30.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime in Bloomington, Indiana tonight. Number one ranked Indiana now on top of Nebraska in men's college play. It's the Hoosiers 27, the Huskers 18. They are at halftime of that game. At the men's contest coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College in Concordia tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Saturday on the road with the Broncos. They'll wrap up the regular season with a couple of games in Sioux City against Morningside. Games will go at 2 and at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Pre-game show begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. 16:48 to play in this ball game. Concordia has got an 11-point lead over Hastings, 41-30. Bulldogs led by 10 at halftime, 34-24. So now Concordia will attack here in backcourt. The Bulldogs looking for their 23rd win of the season. There tonight, Hastings College is looking for their 16th. There's Taz Yorg with the ball. Has it stripped away by Morris. Morris gets the ball to Heiser in the lane. It's going to be blocked down. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called down here. Melissa Thompson going at it there. Inside with Jerrica Pearson, and Pearson picks up the personal foul. So Pearson picks up her second personal foul there for Concordia. Drew Olson, the head coach for the Bulldogs, talking with one of the officials down here in the baseline. So Hastings will play things in. Thompson will get it in now to Taz York. She dribbles the ball here in backcourt. Taz Yorg races up the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. That's Pearson again on the other end. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number three on her. She's going to have to come out of the ballgame. Zwiener will go to the free throw line. Pearson will check out the next opportunity. It's going to be Zwiener going to the free throw line here for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Zwiener's got four field goals, two out of two from the line, and her shot is up there. It's good. Here comes Brittany Bertel into the ballgame now for Concordia. Pearson will come to the bench. Frankie Peterson comes in for Hastings with Thompson coming to the bench. 41-31, the Dogs with a 10-point lead. Nice shot is up there by Zwiener. It's good. Zwiener now with 12 points in the basketball game. She scored 16 the last time these two teams played. And a Concordia 76-57 win over the Broncos. Morris at the top of the key. Hesitates, now drives the ball down the lane. There's a bounce pass out to Bertel, now to Pites. Top of the key, Conahan, left side. Here's a long-range jumper, good by Heiser. A three-pointer by Kelsey Heiser. She knocks one down. Has now a 44-32 lead for Concordia. We're down to 16 minutes to play in this contest. Taz Yorg with the ball on the near sideline. Taz being hacked out here by Bailey Morris. There's a pass to Peterson. Drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Can't go for the shot. Now to Taz Yorg, picked up there by Morris. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They feed it inside to Zwiener. Her pass is out of bounds. Trying to get it to Frankie Peterson, who was cutting from the right corner toward the basket there. Zwiener threw it wide of the target and a turnover number 13 in the ballgame for the Broncos. 44-32 is the score now. The seventh-ranked team, the Concordia Bulldogs, out on top of Hastings tonight. Conahan has got the ball. Conahan, now to Heiser, out here in three-point territory to Tracy Pites. Holds on to it as the Broncos are in the man-to-man. There's a three-pointer by Conahan. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman has got it for Hastings. Down the near sideline to Wong. Cross-court pass goes to Peterson. Frankie on the wing. Out to Bruckman, top of the key. Swings it right side down to Wong. Brittany directing some traffic. Lobs it inside down to Zwiener. Double team, triple team. Zwiener goes up anyway. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pites. Tracy Pites with the ball for the Bulldogs. Left-handed dribble. Long pass down the floor. Bertel has got it. Can't go up for the shot. Comes back out to Pites. Top of the key. Swings it left side now. That's going to be Heiser with the ball. Out to Morris in three-point territory for three. Her shot's going to be no good. May have been partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Hastings College as it can be Bruckman with the board. Gets it down to the hands of Brittany Wong. She'll work it up the floor now against the Christian Conahan. 44-32 is the score. Concordia's got a 12-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Bruckman lobs it inside again to Zwiener. Shot is up there left-handed and scores. Zwiener now with 14 in the ball game. Hastings back to within 10 points here. Still plenty of time. 14 and a half minutes to play. Tracy Pines with the ball. Left side to Conahan. Conahan throws up a three over Wong. Shot good. Kristen Conahan throws up another three ball. She's got 12 points in the ball game. And Concordia back out to a 13-point lead again at 47. The 34, the Broncos need to play better defense. Good shooting ball club here in the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Here's a Frankie Peterson on the dribble, moves it out on the baseline. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Brittany Wong. Wong picked up by Morris. Brittany moves it right side of the lane. Goes inside the free throw circle, now to Zwiener. Down on the baseline, there's a shot by Taz. It's up and in. Taz Yorg knocks down a 15-footer from the right baseline. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 47-36, the Broncos now within 11 points again. Bailey Morris, two-handed pass goes inside to Bertel. Her shot over Zwiener is going to be blocked down. Laurel Zwiener gets her 42nd block of the season right there on Bertel. Hastings with the ball. Frankie Peterson drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Frankie Peterson gets her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings within nine. Long pass down to four to Morris. Her shot no good. Rebound Hastings. That's Taz Yorg with the rebound. It's knocked off balance here, but she gets the ball out of the hands of Peterson. Now to Brittany Wong. Hastings within 9 points here at 47-38. There's a Frankie Peterson, 3-on-2. Peterson in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout as the Broncos have cut the lead down to 7. 13 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings within 7. It's Concordia 47, Hastings College 40.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit the Broncos' brand new website at hastingsbroncos.com. So Concordia has been nursing a 10 to 13 point lead here in the second half. All of a sudden, the Broncos getting some stops, getting some turnovers. Hastings back within 7 points now. 47 to 40 is the score with 13 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Broncos getting looks inside from Laurel Zwiener. Taz Yorg has come off the bench. They hit a big bucket here in the past couple of seconds. He's got a couple of buckets down the stretch here. The Broncos make this a ball game again. 47 to 40 is Drew Olsen. That was a timeout there for the Bulldogs. But Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. So playing things in back here is going to be Kelsey Heiser. Hastings will attack basically a one-man press back here with Chelsea Morton. Kristen Conahan will bring things up for Concordia. Gets into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Heiser. Lobs it back inside to Rich. Goes for the basket. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Rich goes for the basket there, and a shot was blocked from behind. A personal foul is going to be called here on Peterson. That's going to be your third. So the third foul on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Rich. She is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. And her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll have 2 shots here. The score is 47 to 40. Hastings down by 7 points with 12 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the contest. Now the officials huddling, discussing things here in the lane. Okay, now they're going to change the foul. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her first instead of Peterson, her third. So the officials confer, and they say, yeah, it was against Bruckman, so Cammy picks up her first. Nevertheless, Rich will go to the free throw line. Her second one is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses a pair of free throws, and a rebound comes down to Bruckman. Hastings has a chance to slice into the lead right here. There's Josie Schomp into the ball game now. Goes to Peterson. Down on the baseline, that's Chelsea Morton. Gets it inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there. Good. Williamson wheels in the lane. She scores on a little hook shot. 47 to 42. The Broncos back within 5 points with 12 minutes and 35 seconds to play in this one. Lobota's got the ball down low. A shot is up and in. That's Pearson. Jerrica Pearson scoring there on the pass in there from Lori Lobota. Lori gets the assist. 49-42. Concordia with a 7-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Peterson on the wing on the right side. Wide open. Bruckman for three. Shot off there. No good. Rebound Pearson. Has it knocked loose. Rich tries to save it. She does. Gets it in the hands of Heiser. Kelsey Heiser down the near sideline. Out of Conahan, picked up there by Morton of Hastings. Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Here's Katie Rich out here now to a Kristen Conahan. 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 7, 49-42. Lob pass inside, deflected. The scramble is on, picked up on the baseline by Peterson. And it's out of bounds, but they say it was last touch there. Last touch by Concordia. Now a personal foul is going to be called down there. Right on the baseline underneath the basket, Jerrica Pearson picks up her 4th personal foul. So Pearson picks up her 4th. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs. Pearson will have to check out. Here comes Pites back into the ball game. Hastings College will play things in underneath the Concordia basket with 11:51 to play. Concordia attacking back here. Williamson has got the ball. Sierra Williamson dribbles once. Here's a bounce pass to Josie Schomp. Double team back here. Ball's going to be stripped away. Scramble is on. Now it's loose and it's picked up here by Heiser. A turnover on Hastings. Heiser goes to the far side to Rich. Drives it down to the baseline. It's cut off. Rich is double team now. Rich, two-handed pass goes down in the corner. There's a shot by Pites for three. Shot good. Tracy Pites nails a 3-ball from the deep left corner. She's got 7 points. And just like that, Concordia is back out to a 10-point lead. 52-42. Williamson has got the ball. Now to Chelsea Morton, races into the offensive zone, gets the ball ahead, now to Bruckman. Bruckman behind the screen, hops in the lane, kicks it out here to Schomp. Thought about the three, send it inside, now to Sierra Williamson, now to Morton, her shot from 10, no good. Rebound comes down to Rich, and she's going to be tied up in the play, and a foul is going to be called here on Bruckman. Bruckman picks up the personal foul, that's going to be her 2nd. And Carey is not happy with one of the officials here on the near sideline. Katie Rich will play things in. Concordia is going to have the ball. Bruckman picks up her 2nd personal foul. There's a Conahan with the ball. Kristen Conahan for Concordia. Goes over on the deep wing. Heiser on the far side, picked up by Josie Schaap. Heiser to the top of the circle now to Loboda. Loboda moves over here on the wing to Conahan, drives it into the paint. The ball's going to be stripped away, and it's picked up here by Bruckman. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Morton. Long pass down to four. It's Frankie Peterson being stripped as she comes up to four, and the ball goes out of bounds. Peterson goes tumbling down in the way, and she gets up and says she was tripped. No foul called there, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Hastings had the break coming back the other way. And because Peterson fell down in the lane, the ball goes out of bounds. That's the 15th turnover on Hastings. So things are getting ugly here halfway through the second half. Here's a Heiser driving the ball down the left side of the lane. The ball's going to be poked away, and it's picked up by Peterson. Turnover there on Concordia. The Bulldogs now with six turnovers in the ball game. Peterson has got the ball for Hastings College. Now to Josie Schaap. Right side with the ball is going to be Chelsea Morton. Morton dribbles with it. Right side of the lane. Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Double team. She goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser gets to the far side line to Conahan. Into the offensive zone. Pulls up on the wing. Heiser top of the key. Now to Conahan. Picked up by Morton around the screen. Circles around underneath the basket. Throws it to the left wing. Pints wide open. Shot is up there. In and out. And it falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson to the near sideline. Now to Josie Schaap. Schaap on the break. Two on three. Drives it. Shoots it. Misses. Rebound Morton. She's fouled into play. Kelsey Morton goes up with a shot. She is fouled here by Kelsey Heiser. That's the second foul on Heiser. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. 52-42. Hastings College down by 10 points, but the Broncos going toe-to-toe here with Concordia. Trying to get back into the basketball game. Chelsea Morton to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Morton is a 60% foul shooter in the season. She misses her first free throw of the night. 52-42. Concordia with a 10-point lead. 9:46 to play here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Chelsea Morton will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, and it goes dancing around the rim and down through the hole. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Holly Samuelson. Coming out will be Morton. A 9-point lead now, 52-43. Hastings had it down to 5 points at 47-42. That's as close as they have gotten here in the second half. Here's Morris with the ball now for Concordia. Bailey Morris drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be in. Bailey Morris gets the roll and scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, 54-43. Concordia leading by 11. Here's Samuelson with the ball, and she dribbles the ball out of bounds here right in front of the Bronco bench. Just lost track of where she was, and the Broncos turn it away for the 16th time here in the ball game. Concordia has got it now with an 11-point lead, 9.5 to play. Here's a Conahan with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Pites. Moves it to the right side. Flips it out here to Morris. Bailey Morris dribbles into the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Good. Bailey Morris had a big second half in the ball game that we played up in Seward. And now she's got 10 points, 7 so far here in the second half in this ball game. Frankie Peterson goes inside to Samuelson. She mishandles the ball and goes out of bounds. So Samuelson with a couple of turnovers in her last two possessions down the floor here. Here comes Wong back in. Here comes Morton back in. Zwiener comes in. Taz Yori comes in for Hastings College. 9:02 to play in the ball game. Hastings now down by 13 points again. 56-43. So a couple of turnovers, and the Broncos find themselves in trouble again. Need some stops here defensively. Here's a Conahan with the ball. Throws it to the far sideline to Morris. Free throw line extended. All the way to the sideline. Morris, top of the key to Conahan. Conahan brings it back to Morris. Right on her face is Brittany Wong. Here's Katie Rich at the elbow. Outside to Bertel. Her shot is up there. It's good. A long range two just inside the three-point arc, and she banks one home. 58-43. So the biggest lead of the ball game now for Concordia with 8.5 minutes to play in this one. Taz Yorg has got the ball. Taz here in backcourt to Brittany Wong. Now to Taz. Taz still dribbling the ball. Now picks it up. She's in trouble. Taz Yorg, two-handed pass across the the mid-court stripe, and finally got a timeout called. Hastings having problems handling the pressure on that possession. Carey calls the timeout. Minutes and 20 seconds to play. And the ball game is now Concordia 58, Hastings College 43.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. 58-43. Hastings down by 15 points. We're in the second half. Here's Brittany Wong over to Breckman on the wing. Dribbles it toward the goal. Ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Tumbling out of bounds there was Bailey Morris of Concordia. Hastings out with 1 second in the shot clock. We'll play things in. Brittany Wong comes out to Breckman, fires up a three. Her shot's going to be no good. And a shot clock violation as that one did not draw iron. So now with 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play, things are slipping away from the Broncos. They're now down by 15 points, and Concordia's got the ball. Hastings had it down to 5 points at 47-42 with about 12 and a half minutes to play, but that's as close as they have gotten here in the second half of play after trailing at halftime by 10, 34-24. Here's Morris driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Bailey Morris scores off of the short right baseline. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 60-43 in favor of Concordia. Hastings again knocking the ball away. It's going to be picked up by Morris here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Breckman picks up the foul in backcourt. That's going to be her third. So Hastings turning the ball away for the 18th time here in the ball game against this Concordia pressure. The score was 34-24 at halftime in favor of the Bulldogs. It's now 60-43. Concordia will bring the ball up. Bailey Morris has got it now to Brittany Bertel. Outside the ring, that's Conahan with the ball. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Out to Bertel. Bertel now to Don Martin, who's into the ball game. To Bailey Morris. Martin on the far sideline, open for three. Won't take the shot. Here's Bertel, her long-range jumper. Too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Wong. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings. Broncos come back up the floor here with 7 minutes to play. Hastings down by 17 points. Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz on the deep wing on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot. Good. Zwiener now has 16 points in the ball game. That matches what she had in the first time around. They played between these two teams in Seward. 60-45 is a 15-point lead for the Dogs. Bertel has got it on the right sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, now to Conahan. Conahan picked up by Zwiener, now to Bertel. Her shot is up there, good. There you go, Brittany Bertel steps away from the basket there and hits one from inside the free throw circle. Bertel with good range there as he knocks one down for the Bulldogs, a 6 foot junior. And now we've got a bunch of new players checking in there for each team at the 6:23 mark as Concordia has now built a 17 point lead over Hastings. It is 62-45. Very similar game as we had the first time around. Hastings played pretty well in the first half, and then things got away from us in the second half. There's a Taz Yorick with the ball. Nearly turns it over again. Taz drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Pearson. Jerrica Pearson, far sideline. Conahan, long pass ahead. They get it to Heiser. Back out to Conahan. Swings it left side now. Katie Rich spins left side of the lane. Ball stripped away. It's loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Zwiener. Into the hands of Morton. Long pass down and forward to Taz. Her shot is up there and in. So Concordia turns it away. Taz Yorick gets the field goal. Hastings now trailing by 15, 62-47. 6 minutes, actually 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the contest tonight. Conahan has got the ball in 3 point territory. Goes over there on the far side to Jerrica Pearson. Pearson, top of the key to Loboda. Gets it inside now to Katie Rich. Down in the baseline, Conahan. To Rich from 15. His shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Now to a Josie Schopp. Schopp here in backcourt. Gets it away now to Morton. She's double-teamed. Josie Schopp, she's got it on the dribble now. Winds her way up the floor. Bounce pass goes over here to Breckman. Takes the ball on the paint. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up there by Morton. Her shot no good. Rebound Morton. Shot no good. Rebound loose. Zwiener's got it. She puts it up there. The shot good. Zwiener now with 18. The Broncos back to within 13 points. 62-49 with 5 minutes to play in the contest. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. Concordia wants to talk things over. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Concordia 62, Hastings 49.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings now 18 out of 47 from the field, 38.3%. Concordia 25 out of 54 for 46.3%. Concordia is 7 out of 20 on three-pointers for 35%. Hastings has knocked down only 4 out of 14 from three-point range for 28%. Rebounds right now, Concordia has got 25. Hastings has got 31. Turnovers, the Broncos have turned the ball over 19 times, though. They're in the ball game. Concordia against the Hastings College defense has got only 8 turnovers. 62 to 49 is the score. Hastings will wrap up the regular season on Saturday, with a ball game at Morningside, who's right now on top of the conference. Then the GPAC postseason tournament begins next Wednesday. Hastings College will be in the field. And it looks like Hastings will have a road game on the opening night of the conference tournament next Wednesday. The pairings will be announced on Saturday night by the league office up in Sioux City. 62-49 is the score here. Concordia with a 13-point lead. There's a pass back door. Katie Rich, shot no good. Rebound comes out of Pearson, her shot no good. Gets her own ball back, and then she's fouled into play. Personal foul going to be whistled there on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be her first. And Jerrica Pearson will go to the free throw line. So Concordia went back door. Rich couldn't convert. Pearson had a couple of shots, and then Jerrica is fouled into play. Pearson to the free throw line. 1 out of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there is good. Concordia was the nation's number one ranked team for a majority of the season. And then dropped the ball game. They've been hanging in the top five the entire season. Round ranked number 4. Nice shot by Pearson is going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Breckman gets it away to Josie Schaap here in backcourt. Splits a couple of defenders. Josie has the ball chipped away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball tipped away from behind. 4:40 to play. Hastings down by 14 points. 63-49. As the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Taz Yorig. Look to play things in. She does. Kelsey Morton comes on top of the key. Now to Breckman. To Josie Schaap on the wing. Three-pointer spin up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound here by Lori Loboda. One shot and done. Loboda grabs it there for the Bulldogs. Gets it away. Now to Bailey Morris. Morris into the forecourt. Bailey Morris, a former Sandy Creek star. Now with the 12 points in this ball game. Conahan, top of the key. Conahan moves to her left. Reverses the ball. Loboda's got it. Top of the circle. Loboda feeds it inside. That's Rich with the ball. Rich, two-handed pass down on the left baseline. His shot is up there. No good by Pearson. A little 10-footer that won't go. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Down to Schaap into the forecourt to Taz. Drives, shoots, and scores. And she's fouling the play. Taz Yorick gets the field goal to go down. And she is fouling the play. Taz now with 6 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Morris. That's going to be her second. So Taz Yorick is 70% foul shooter. Goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. Taz looks up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound, Breckman, and a foul is going to be called. Breckman has wrestled to the hardwood here. And a personal foul again is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Loboda. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Bulldogs. So Hastings will get the ball back here. Broncos will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings trailing by just a dozen here at 63-51. Josie Schaap will inbound the ball. Hastings just left of the basket down here in the baseline. Schaap looking. Comes out of Breckman in three-point territory. Can't be Breckman. A three-pointer is put up there partially deflected. The ball is loose and is picked up on the baseline. Conahan has got it for Concordia. Now to Morris. Dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone. Morris stops out here. Picked up by Taz Yorick. Morris gets the pass away. Now to Loboda. Brings it back to Bailey on the far sideline. Morris to Katie Rich. And now we got a whistle. Now we got a foul away from all the action again underneath the basket. The foul is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be the fourth foul on Cammie Breckman. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos here in the second half. And with 3:42 to play, Breckman will stay in the ball game. Concordia will play things in underneath their own basket. They get it into the corner to Conahan. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Now throws it to the near side. Loboda shot for three. Nope, a two-pointer. Lori Loboda dials up a long-range two from the left side. Just inside the ring, and it's now 65-51. Concordia's got the lead. Tazioric with the ball, races it into the offensive zone. Jump pass back out to Bruckman on the wing. Down to Chelsea Morton inside the free throw circle. The shot, entry pass deflected away from Zwiener as Zwiener can't handle the pass. That's the 20th turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. There's a Conahan with the ball. Comes to the near sideline again. That's a Loboda. Lobs it left side of the lane to Pearson. Traveling violation. Pearson went down as he tried to dribble it between a couple of defenders in Zwiener and Taz Yorg, and a traveling violation is called on Jerrica Pearson. Turnover number 9 now on the Bulldogs. Hastings has got 19, actually 20 in the ballgame now. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Concordia by the score of 65-51. Concordia still applying pressure here in backcourt. Wong has got the ball. She's back into the ballgame. Wong goes to Zwiener. Zwiener on the press break here gives the ball back to a Brittany Wong. She is double-teamed in backcourt. Gets it to Morton. Long pass down to four. They get the ball to Zwiener. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Zwiener kind of broke loose there. She was all alone. They got her the ball as they saw her. 20 points in the ball game now for Laurel Zwiener. It's a 12-point lead for Concordia, 65-53. There's Heiser with the ball. Kelsey Heiser stops out here in three-point territory. Out of Loboda. Loboda's still beyond the ring. Loboda comes out here to a Bailey Morris. Concordia not looking to go to the basket right now. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Morris drives it down the lane. Has the basketball stripped away. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Concordia. Now a technical foul is called. A technical foul is going to be called on Morris. Morris thought maybe she was fouled in a play. She took the ball in the hole there. Said something to the official, and a technical foul is called on Bailey Morris. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. The Broncos are down by 12 points here. 65-53. So now the Broncos will get some free throws, and Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line. She's a 74% foul shooter. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She'll shoot the technical foul, and her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Zwiener misses one for Hastings College. She'll get one more. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings down by a dozen now, 65-53. Zwiener will have her second technical foul shot here. It's up there, and the shot good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. That makes the score 65-54. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So the official is coming over to the scores table to make sure everything's correct over here. And Cody is going to get the ball back here as they will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Bailey Morris picks up the technical foul. Zwiener hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now Concordia will play things in. They get it in the lane there to Rich. She goes up for the shot. She's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Taz Yorg. Taz picks up her first personal foul. That's going to send Rich to the free throw line now for the Dogs. She is 3 out of 7 from the line today. She got 12 points in the ball game. 65-54. Broncos are trailing in the ball game. Rich will throw up the shot. It's good. Katie Rich will have one more. Here comes Josie Schomp into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Chelsea Morton. 2:26 to play in the ball game. The Broncos now down by 12 points again. 66-54. Hastings trailed by 10 at halftime, 34-24. Concordia opened up a double-digit lead, 13-14 points here in the second half. Hastings had it down to 5 at one point. Second free throw is going to be up there, no good. Hastings had the rebound, but Rich knocks the ball away from Bruckman, and Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Bruckman will play things in. Concordia wanted a sub, but they didn't get down to the scorer's table in time. There's Brittany Wong as she runs her back the other way, now to Schopp. 200 pass out on top again to Taz, now to Bruckman. She drives the ball down the lane, goes for the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Laurel Zwiener goes back up, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound out of bounds. It was last touch by Bruckman. And it'll be Concordia playing things in. Brittany Bertel will play things in now for the Dogs. Or she's going to come into the ball game. Concordia will still play things in here in backcourt. Tracy Pites will get things in to Morris. Hastings attacking back here. Pints has got the ball now. On the dribble, races into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, that's Heiser with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. A pass over on the wing. That's Bertel, and her pass is going to be thrown into the scorer's table. Trying to get it to Bailey Morris. Went right through her hands and into the scorer's table. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for Concordia. We're under 2 minutes to play, 66-54. Hastings trailing. Bounce pass goes inside. His winner, her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Zwinger on the low block on the right side gets the field goal to go down. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Zwinger has now got 23 points in the ball game. This is a season high for her. Well, Zwinger had 22 against Northwestern and Dort this year. She scores 23 in this one. And now she'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more here. The Broncos within 10 points now. Still plenty of time. Minute 53 left. Shot is good. And now Carey wants to call a timeout as her ball club is back to within 9 points in a three-possession ball game. We'll take another break. 1 minute and 53 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 66, Hastings 57.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan leading Northwestern 71-70. They're late in the ball game. There's a long pass down the floor. Bailey Morris catches up with it, grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Broncos were pressuring in backcourt. Concordia just throws a long baseball pass down the floor as Morris gets the field goal. Here comes Taz Yorick back. The score is now 68-57. Hastings down by 11. Schomp goes inside his wiener. Now to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Her outlet pass is deflected, but it's picked up here by Conahan. Conahan dribbling on the ball in backcourt. Streaks up the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Conahan to Rich. Katie Rich has got it now to Conahan. We're down to a minute and 20 seconds to play. Hastings College is down by 11 points. 68-57. Conahan with the ball on a deep wing on the left side. Picked up by Yorick. Comes out in the three-point territory to Bailey Morris. Goes over to Tracy Pites. He dribbles with the ball down the lane. And now we got a foul called. Foul here is going to go on the Broncos. One other score he might pass along to you. 20 seconds to play in the ball game. Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln. A score of 60-57. The Tigers are on the verge of winning their first conference game of the season. Here tonight, they got a three-point lead with 20 seconds to play in the ball game. 68-57 here. Hastings trailing by 11. Pints at the free throw line. Pints' free throw is up there. It's good. Tracy Pints now with 8 points in the ball game, and the deficit again is at 12 points at 69-57. Broncos still fighting out there. Tracy Pints will have one more. The shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Wong. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Josie Schomp down the near sideline. Now to Taz. Taz trying to drive the baseline. The ball is going to be knocked out of her hands there by Morse. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. There's a chance these two teams could play in the first round of the GPAC tournament next Wednesday. If all the cards end up right. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Breckman. Rebound comes down here to Concordia. Running back the other way is going to be Conahan. She's going to be fouled in the play in backcourt. They go on Wong. That's going to be her third. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. So I have some time to chat with Hastings College men's coach Lance Creech in between games. We're down to 50.9 seconds to play here in this one. The score is 69-57 as Kristen Conahan goes to the free throw line for her first charity toss of the night. It's up there and good. Conahan now with 13 points in the basketball game. She'll have one more shot here. The Concordia lead is back up to 13. There's the next shot by Conahan. It's up there and in. But Kristen Conahan knocks down a couple of free throws, 71-47, or 71-57 is the score. The Broncos trailing. Here's Schomp, now to Wong on the wing on the left side, picked up there by Conahan. Back outside to Josie for three. Shot is up there, no good. Zwinger grabs the rebound. Her shot, no good, but she's fouling the play. So Zwinger gets the offensive rebound there, and she is fouling the play here by Katie Rich. That's the first foul on Rich. That's going to send Zwinger to the free throw line. 38.3 seconds to play here in this one. As Zwinger will toe the mark, she's now got 24 points in the basketball game. New season high for her. Zwinger throws it up there. Shot good. She's 7 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Zwinger now with 25 in the ball game. Checking out is going to be Katie Rich. Coming back in is going to be Kelsey Heiser. 71-58. The Broncos down by 13 points. Next shot is up there is good. It was a 4-minute and 20-second drought in the first half that gave Concordia an advantage. Here's Bailey Moore. She is knocked down here in backcourt. It's fouled on a play by Cammy Breckman. And Breckman is just fouled out of the ballgame. Breckman fouls out, 36 seconds to play. Cammy, after a pretty good run for the Broncos the past couple of games, leads with only 5 points in the ballgame. She did not score in the second half, so Breckman is out of the ballgame. Holly Samuelson is going to check back in there. Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line. Morris and Breckman, they played against each other even in high school. Breckman was at Silver Lake, and Bailey Morris was at Sandy Creek. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. Bailey Morris now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Averages 14.2 on the season. 72-59. Bulldogs have a 13-point lead. Make it 14 as that one goes down through the hole. Hastings will come back the other direction, approaching the 30-second mark. Here's Joshi Schaap on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. She puts it up there left-handed. The shot good. Zwiener scores again. He's had a sensational ball game now with 28, and now Concordia throws the basketball away. On the far sideline, trying to bring the ball up against the Hastings College pressure. Concordia throws the basketball away, and now Hastings will burn another timeout here. 27.4 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 73, Hastings 61.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Good crowd on hand here tonight for the doubleheader. Well, the Doan College Tigers are no more. Doan picked up a win tonight in women's play in the GPAC. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan 62-57. That's the first win of the season for the Tigers in conference play. 71-63-61 is the score here. Concordia's got the lead. Here's Taz for three. Shana's up there. It's going to be short. Ball comes to the corner on the near side. It's going to go out of bounds. And Concordia will play things in. So Hastings College, who's been playing so well, they had a 2-game winning streak coming into this one. They've won 6 out of their last 8 games. And a go down here in their final home appearance for the 2012-2013 season here tonight. There's Kristen Conahan with the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone. 8 seconds to play, and Concordia just play keep away here. Conahan's got the ball, and she's just going to dribble things out. And the Concordia Bulldogs will pick up the win, the second win of the season for Concordia over Hastings College this year. Concordia wins it by 12 points. So the Bulldogs jumped out to a 10-point lead by halftime. Pretty well maintained that lead throughout much of the second half. Hastings pulled within single digits a couple of times in the ball game, 47-42, and also got within 9 points late in the ball game at 66-57, but they couldn't get any closer than that. And Concordia knocks off Hastings tonight, women's college basketball, by a score of 73-61. We'll take a break. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The women's game in the books here tonight. Concordia knocks off Hastings by a score of 73-61. So the Broncos now 15-14 on the season. They dropped to 10-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia improves to 23 wins and 5 losses. The Bulldogs are now 15-5 in conference play. Tight ball game throughout much of the first couple of minutes of this contest here tonight. In fact, Hastings had a 5-point lead at 17-12 with 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. That's when Hastings went 4 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring. Concordia went on a 12-0 run. They went on top by 7 points at 24-17. Concordia led by 10 at halftime, 34-24. Stretched that lead to 13 points at 39-26 early in the second half of play. Had a 13-point lead at 47-34. With just over 14 minutes to go, but Hastings College came back and scored 8 straight points to pull within 5 points at 47-42. Hastings within 9 late in the ball game with a minute and 53 seconds to play at 66-57. The Concordia held off the Bronco rally there, and Concordia wins it tonight in women's college basketball by a score of 73-61. Laurel Zwiener had a big ball game for Hastings College tonight. She scores 28 points. In the basketball games, Wiener had 10 field goals, and she was 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Wiener scored 22 of those points in the second half. The only other player to reach double figures tonight was Brittany Wong, as she scores 11 points, but all 11 in the first half of play. The other scores for Hastings, Taz Yorig had 6 points tonight. Taz had 3 field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Cammie Bruckman, she had a 3-pointer. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She had 5 points in the ball game. She fouls out with 36 seconds to play. Frankie Peterson, she had 4 points and a couple of field goals. 3 points for Chelsea Morton on a field goal. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Melissa Thompson had a field goal for 2. Sierra Williamson, a field goal and 2 points in the ball game tonight. Concordia, they were led once again by Bailey Morris as she comes up with 16 points, including 13 in the second half. Bailey Morris hit 1 3-pointer in the ball game, had 5 2-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Morris had 16. Kristen Conahan, she had 4 points tonight. Conahan, she had a couple of 3-pointers, had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Katie Rich ends up with 13 points. Rich had a 3-point field goal, 3 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. So 3 players in double figures for Concordia, led by Bailey Morris and her 16 points. Other scorers for the Dogs, Tracy Pites, she had 8 points. She had a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jerrica Pearson, she had 3 field goals. She was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She had 8 points. Other scorers, we see Kelsey Heiser, she had a couple of 3s for 6. Brittany Bertel had a couple of 2-point field goals for 4. 2 points for Lori Loboda on a field goal, and 2 points for Ashley Kuntz on a field goal in the first half of play. So again, the Concordia Bulldogs knock off Hastings tonight in women's college play by a score of 73-61. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight, Concordia ended up going 27 out of 58 from the field tonight for 46%. Hastings College was 22 out of 58 for 37.9%. Concordia was 7 out of 20 on 3-pointers for 35%. Hastings College connected on 4 of 18 3-pointers for 22%. From the free throw line, the Broncos were 13 out of 17 for 76%. Concordia was 12 out of 21 for 57%. The rebounds, Hastings College had 37 tonight. Concordia had 31. The Broncos out-rebounding Concordia on the offensive end, 9-8. Hastings had 20 turnovers in the ball game tonight against that Concordia defense. Concordia had 11. The Broncos came up with one block shot and five steals. Concordia had two block shots and 10 steals. But basically, a 4 minute and 20 second drought in the first half gave Concordia a 7 point lead. That's a lead that they did not give up. And they go on to beat Hastings College tonight in women's college basketball on a score of 73-61. The score was tied five times in the ball game tonight. Four lead changes. Concordia got the last one as they go on to beat Hastings tonight by 12 at 73-61. Hastings now 15-14 in the season, 10-9 in the conference. Get ready to play Morningside coming up on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City. Meanwhile, Concordia, they will drop that. Concordia improves to 23 wins and 5 losses on the season, now 15-5 in the conference. They will wrap things up on Saturday with a road ball game at Mount Marty. So Concordia wins it tonight in the women's ball game here tonight over Hastings College by the score of 73-61. We're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach for Hastings College, as we continue with Bronco basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS.